Welcome to the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are reprising episodes first aired last December. New episodes will return after the holidays. Welcome to part 10 of our Christmas special, an original musical entitled Highly Favored, the Christmas story through the eyes of the one who said yes to the impossible. It is a production of 1010 Thrive Ministries. In the previous episode, Joseph wrestles with the shocking news of Mary's pregnancy, torn between his love for her and his sense of righteousness. His doubts are resolved when an angel appears to him in a dream, assuring him that Mary's child was conceived by the Holy Spirit and would be the Savior, prompting Joseph to embrace his role in God's extraordinary plan. The early morning air was crisp as Mary stepped onto the rocky path leading out of Nazareth. Her heart was heavy with the enormity of the message she carried. Yet a strange peace settled over her. She had told no one of her visit to Elizabeth except Joseph, who had reluctantly agreed to let her travel alone with a caravan of merchants passing through the town. He had been quiet, his brow furrowed as he watched her gather her things, but she understood his silence. He was still grappling with the angel's message, just as she was. The caravan moved slowly along the winding roads, the hum of conversation and the clinking of goods breaking the silence of the hills. Mary walked near the back, her hand brushing the satchel slung across her shoulder. Within it lay simple provisions and the small scroll of scripture she always carried. She found herself singing psalms softly. Others join in with her.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble when evil people come to devour me? When my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. The Lord is my light. Surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. Conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me at his sanctuary. I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing, praising the Lord with music. The Lord is my
It took 4 days to reach the hill country of Judea, the terrain growing steeper with each mile. By the time Mary reached Zechariah and Elizabeth's home, her feet ached and her body longed for rest. She paused outside the house, adjusting her shawl. From inside, she heard the soft murmur of voices and the rhythmic chant of prayer. Taking a deep breath, she stepped forward and called out,
"Shalom!"
The door creaked open, and there stood Elizabeth, her face radiant, and her frame fuller than Mary had ever seen. Before Mary could utter another word, Elizabeth gasped, clutching her belly. Her eyes filled with tears as she cried out,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?"
Mary's hand flew to her chest as the words washed over her. She hadn't yet spoken of the angel's visit, yet Elizabeth knew. She rushed forward, embracing her cousin tightly, feeling the warmth of shared wonder and the presence of the spirit between them.
"Elizabeth, my dear, dear cousin, it is so good to see you."
"And are you?"
Elizabeth guided Mary inside, seating her on a low stool and pressing a cool cup of water into her hands.
"As soon as your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. How blessed are you for believing that the Lord would fulfill his promises?"
Mary's eyes filled with tears as she listened. Elizabeth's words felt like confirmation from heaven, a reminder that she was not alone in carrying this divine mystery.
"And you, dear cousin, are blessed beyond measure. How gracious is our God, who has taken away your disgrace and filled your home with joy."
"It is a miracle. It seems we both have our own miracles."
"Where is Zechariah? He must be overjoyed that he will be a father."
"Ah, my poor husband. He is suffering the consequences of his doubt."
"Doubt? What do you mean? I don't understand."
"I don't imagine you would. Perhaps it's best if I start from the beginning."
He entered the temple as he had done before. Old man with steady hands but a weary heart. The incense rose, a fragrant prayer to the skies, when a light appeared and an angel stood near. "Fear not, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. A child will be born, a promise fulfilled. In the spirit of Elijah, he'll prepare the way for the one who is coming, the light of the world." But doubt was written on his furrowed brow. "How can this be? We are old and our time has passed." The angel's voice did not waver or fade. "God's word will stand, though you doubt or deny. Fear not, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. A child will be born, a promise fulfilled. In the spirit of Elijah, he'll prepare the way for the one is coming, the light of the world." Now he cannot speak, though his heart is full. The silence is heavy, but God's hand is sure. "And I, his wife, who thought hope was gone, prepare the way for the one who is coming, the
Will Zechariah speak again?
I imagine he will when the child is born. Here he comes now. He may not speak, but he is doing whatever he can to make me comfortable as I grow heavier and heavier with child.
Will Zechariah speak again? What's next for Mary? To be continued.